Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's the godfather of soul, the late, great James Brown, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, check out my blog. While you're there, I've been writing a lot lately about social media issues. If you get a chance, check it out. And don't forget my knowledge base, the archives, the articles, lots of stuff. And you can also follow me on Twitter if you want to, at Jim Blasingame. Ruth King is with us. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder of ProfitabilityChannel.com, the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business and other books in that series. And she's our good friend. Ruth King, welcome back to the show.
Good having me back, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you. You've been... So, Ruth, what's your sign?
What's my sign? I'm a Sagittarian.
You know, that never worked for me. That line never worked for me. You know, I always had a lot more luck with what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this. But you've been perusing the concepts of economic astrology lately, haven't you?
Yes, I interviewed a gentleman by the name of Ajit Bakas, who is well known.
Say his name slower.
Ajit.
Ajit. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's Dutch.
Okay.
So, and he is a futurologist. He looks at trends and advises people based on trends, what could potentially happen in the future. And he wrote a book called Beyond the Crisis. And I interviewed him for the Legend series on eFactor, which is a network of about 720,000 entrepreneurs worldwide.
Right.
And by the way, it's free to join eFactor. It's really kind of cool. And he's a, number one, he's very knowledgeable. He knows what he's talking about. He's done his homework. And so he had in his press release a
word called... Sounds like somebody we need to know around here.
Yeah, definitely. See whether we can get you and he together to do a tape segment with you.
Yeah. So what did he say?
He said the financial crisis, beyond the crisis, basically, number one, this one's going to come out faster than anyone has in the past because we have technology that we didn't have before.
Exactly.
So the second thing he says is that repair and maintenance companies will do well and continue to do well even in this economy.
Because people will still want to hold on to what they've got. We're going to be more parsimonious in the future, and we're going to want to fix what we got instead of buying new stuff.
Right. Instead of buying next year's latest model, more likely we're going to keep what we've got, and if something goes wrong with it, we'll repair it and maintain it rather than necessarily buying the latest new thing.
Interesting.
And then,
sounds like a lot of opportunity for small businesses.
Absolutely, and exactly. And then he said solar industry will be increasingly important.
Mm-hmm.
The things that he talked about, and looking at the cost, they're decreasing about 40% a year now. And that we should, this was his political statement, we should get rid of our dependence on oil and allow the old auto industry to go bankrupt and restart.
Yep.
I totally agree with it, and I think you do too. But,
well, what I've said, Ruth, is that, and I've written about this recently and talked about it on the show, is that if America wanted to, if we really put our heads to it and our minds to it and our passion, America could become the global leader in alternative energy very quickly, and we could own this decade just off of that technology, in my opinion.
Exactly.
I don't mean this decade. I mean this century. We could own the century by selling and licensing what we know about what we could create in terms of alternative energy. It would reset the entire economics of the planet, and we could do that. But Ruth, the only way we can do that, my way of getting it done, is by promoting innovation, not by taxing carbon consumption, which is the way the government currently wants to go.
Yeah. Well, the interesting part about it is, I didn't know this until they told me this, is that Sweden is going to be totally off oil in the next 7 years.
Yeah.
They're on track to be able to do it. Now, they have a definite incentive because Russia is right next door to them.
Right.
And they don't necessarily want to be beholden to a country that's, you know, huge and potentially threatening to them. But they are literally
right.
using solar energy and green things. They're going to be totally off oil in 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and which is kind of cool.
Well, Brazil's doing a pretty good job of that, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. And there's some things, you know, with the electric cars that are going on, the battery information, the battery mm-hmm. technology continues to improve. China's making a lot of electric cars now, too. So it should be interesting. It should definitely be interesting to see what happens.
Well, see, electric's not going to be everything, though, because if you could snap your fingers right now and make all cars electric, our grid wouldn't handle it.
That's true.
So we've got, you know, electric brings on its own problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the problems with some alternative energies is that for example, ethanol is not a one-to-one ratio solution.
It's actually
a deficit solution.
Mm-hmm. And way back in 1980, late 80s, I worked on a project where we steam exploded wood and basically made ethanol. We couldn't get high enough yields out of the ethanol back then to do gasohol.
Right.
Remember the crisis back in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
That's when this whole thing started for me, and
yep.
it's like, okay, this doesn't work. Economically, it doesn't work.
Right. What are some other things that he told you?
He also said that we should always be positive. He says being depressed doesn't do anybody any good.
Well, see, that's one thing that I think comes back to your point about, or to his point about the economy recovering. Americans don't like being depressed.
Yeah.
We're not like the Swedes in January. You know, as they have told me. We want to be positive. We're pathological optimists here in the United States. And so if we have any news, any kind of indication that things are turning, we're going to glom onto that, and we're going to strap a rocket to that attitude and take off. And so I think he's right about that. Hold on to that thought, Ruth. Ruth King is our guest, folks. She's our good friend, one of the smartest people I know. 10 till she and I will be right back.
That I found a way to make you say that you love me.
Back, it's 53 after the hour, 7 till. I'll get it right in a minute, folks. I was reversing the numbers, but no, that doesn't even make sense either, does it? Anyway, welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. Ruth King is our guest and our good friend. I can pick good guests, though, ladies and gentlemen.
That's more important than telling
That's
time.
That's exactly right. And of course, my folks here in my company here are saying, you picked these people? But I did. I choose these people. These are my peeps, Ruth King is, and Jim Rogers and others. Ruth, give us your website, please.
It's www.profitabilitychannel.com.
All right. So check that out. They can find your books there, can't they?
Absolutely. Or you can actually go to the title of the books. Each one of them has a website, www.theuglytruthaboutsmallbusiness.com. Yes, it's long.
All right.
www.theuglytruthaboutmanagingpeople.com.
So that's all right there, folks, off of her page. Ruth, we're talking about predictions. What are some of the other predictions that your friend, say his name again.
Ajit Bakas.
Bakas, okay.
The interesting thing is, once he started, he mentioned the word financial astrology. I said, okay, I got to find out what this is. You know me being very curious about what's going on.
Right.
So I did a lot of research. Well, the interesting part about the curiosity of it was the planets are aligned in some sort of T-squared between Saturn, Pluto, and Uranus. And it has not happened this way since 1929 to 1931.
Wow.
And guess what happened then?
Wow.
Yeah, it was the Depression back
yeah.
then. So it's
well,
like,
it wasn't
okay.
the Depression yet, but we had the stock market crash, and it was the run-up to the Depression.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it was like
wow.
exact same time frame. And then I said, okay.
And this is the same guy who said we're going to come out of this recession.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But the interesting part about it is that I started looking at what reality was with these guys and who was potentially using them, and I found out that Walt Disney used astrology to pick times for launching his multi-million dollar entertainment. You know.
Really?
Yeah, he did it. J.P. Morgan did it. And a lot of people, he's talked to a lot of these financial astrologers, and some of them won't even work with millionaires, only work with billionaires. It's
really?
Like, okay, access to information is critical. Now, what you do with it is different. But it was very interesting to find out. I guess this has just been underneath the radar screen, because according mm-hmm. to them, a lot of hedge funds use them now, too. And they used it for this swine flu epidemic thing and started
really?
Investing in pharmaceuticals a couple of weeks
ago. So is this some kind of cosmic gravity that's pulling us to do what we do? Or what are his answers to how this is happening?
He said that people, planetary, whether you believe it or not, planetary forces exert influences on the collective mind of investors, which causes markets to go up or down. And then, you know, the phases of the moon have a powerful effect on mass mood. You know,
I will tell you this. I don't know, you know, I'm not going to say this is some kind of cosmic influence, but I've had businesses where we would go 6 months without selling one kind of product, and then without advertising, without any other, no weather forces or political forces or anything else, for whatever reason, in a 30-day period, we would sell a year's worth of that particular product to people. It wasn't a seasonal thing at all, but people started coming out of the woodwork wanting a certain kind of thing, and we didn't sell a one of them in the previous 6 months. Now, what causes people to wake up in the morning and want something?
I have no idea.
In mass, as you say.
Yeah, in mass, it really and truly is. But if you know, when I had Kate, everybody was saying more babies get born on full moons. Yeah, my daughter. Sorry. And yeah, you know, when you talk about that, then you talk to people who are in delivery and labor mm-hmm. and things like that. They plan.
The doctors buy into. They believe that. They see that.
They see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, police officers supposedly see it. I haven't talked to one to ask them about that question.
No, it's true.
But I'm going to ask.
It's true. No, they talk. I've heard them talk about that sort of thing. So you're saying that that the small business owners should start paying a little more attention to astrology.
Well, I'm doing is to go look it up and go do the research and the homework.
Just educate yourself a little bit.
Yeah, make the decisions. You know.
At a minimum, it'll be a little fun.
It was. It's been a blast doing it. I'm not sure I believe all of it, but it's been an absolute blast.
So I'm a Taurus and you're a Sagittarius.
Right.
How does that work together?
I have no idea.
We need to find that. I think we work well together, Ruth. What do you think?
I agree.
Me being a Taurus, as long as you agree with me, right?
Absolutely. Whatever you say, Jim.
Hey, thanks, Ruth, for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure. Whatever.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitabilityChannel.com. Her books are The Ugly Truth About Small Business and About Managing People and other things that you'll find there. And don't forget her TV channel. That's Profitability Channel. It's a TV network, an online TV network. Check it out. You'll like it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.